This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, as a human being, we are required to fulfill multiple roles in life. On one side, I am the servant of Allah, my commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, I am a family person. I am a son to my parents, a brother to my siblings, a husband to my wife, and a father to my children. I've also got my responsibility towards my community. I've also got my professional life ahead of me. And I've also got my own personal growth. So you can see that there are different roles a person has to juggle on a daily basis. And the important thing is, when a person diligently fulfills each of this role, it leads him to a meaningful life. And that's what I want to speak about today. Living a fulfilling life. Living a meaningful life. And that is not possible when a person does not have balance in his life. In order to live a meaningful life, a person needs to live a life of balance. He needs to fulfill his commitment towards his Creator. He needs to fulfill his covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, he needs to fulfill his family responsibilities also. He needs to fulfill his commitment towards his broader community. And at the same time, he needs to strive for excellence in his own professional life. Wherever there's imbalance, the quality of life suffers. And wherever there's balance, a person leads a meaningful life. And the Sharia is beautiful, Allahu Akbar. I'll go on to illustrate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a believer to lead his life in this world. Allah wants us to excel on every front in life. Allah wants us to be good community members. Allah wants us to be good husbands. Allah wants us to be good children. Allah wants us to fulfill our covenant with Him also. And Allah wants us to live a life of balance. I give you an example and we'll start off our talk with this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paired Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So once Salman al-Farisi paid him a visit just to see what kind of life he's living. He gets home, and the first thing he notices is that the wife of Abu Darda is disheveled. She's in a shabby condition. So he asks her, "Mali araki mutabadhila?" O wife of Abu Darda, why are you so disheveled? Why are you so shabby? She replied, "Akhuka Abu Darda laysa lahu hajatun fi dunya." Your brother Abu Darda, he's got no interest in the dunya. He's got no interest in women and other aspects of life. What do I do? Who do I dress up for? when my husband has got no interest. Anyways, a little while later, he comes with food and he tells Salman, eat. I am not going to join you. فَإِنِّي صَائِمٌ. I am fasting today. So Salman al-Farsi did an amazing thing, and I want you to just follow closely. He said, مَا أَنَا بِآكِلٍ حَتَّى تَأْكُلْ. I am not going to eat. Until you, O Abu Darda, don't join me in this meal, I am not going to join you. I am not going to eat. So anyways, he forced him and he broke his roza, he broke his fast, and he joined him in the meal. When it was night time, Abu Darda showed him the place where he's going to sleep, and he started with salah. Salman al-Farsi said, wait, hold on. Go back to sleep. Amazing. After some time, he comes again to the musalla and he wants to start his salah. And Salman al-Farsi says, no, hold on. Go back to sleep. When it was the last portion of the night, he told him, wake up. Let's read salah together. And they performed tahajjud. In the morning, he explained to him, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَإِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَإِنَّ لِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. O Abu Darda, verily your Lord has a right over you, indeed. Verily your body, your own personal being has a right over you also. And indeed your family also has a right over you. فَأَعْطِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍّ حَقَّهُ. Give every person their due right in life. Allahu Akbar. Fulfill your duty towards your creator also. Fulfill your duty towards yourself also. Fulfill your duty towards your household members also. فَأَعْطِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍّ حَقَّهُ. Give every person their due right. That is the balance you need to draw, Abu Darda. In the morning, he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Darda says to the Prophet of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, Salman al-Farsi visited me yesterday. He made me break my fast. He made me go to sleep at night. And he gave me these advices. The Prophet of Allah said, Sadaqa Salman. Indeed, Salman has spoken the truth. Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Give every person their due right. He made him break his fast. He made him sleep at night. And he gave him pertinent advices which you and I need to emulate in our lives. We need to do away with extremism. If a person excels in one field at the expense of another, he is not drawing the balance in his life. Allahu Akbar. And that is why we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of the balance that he has in his life. On every front, he was perfect. He was perfect as a husband. He was perfect as a prophet. He was perfect as a leader. He was perfect as a community member. He was perfect in every role that you can think of. And that is the beauty of he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, the point I'm starting off with today, and which I want to emphasize throughout my talk, is that draw the balance in every affair of your life. I mentioned our first commitment is towards our Creator. Every person needs to understand, male or female, young or old, elderly or young, educated or uneducated, every person needs to understand that I am first the servant of Allah, and my allegiance and my commitment lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I understand that there are certain commandments that are directed towards me. And a person who leads a life of balance, he understands that he needs to fulfill his covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Allah has praised the businessman in this verse. Allah has called them as Rijal. These are men who, when the Mu'adhin calls out, Hayya ala salah, when the Mu'adhin calls out, Hayya ala al-falah, they drop everything and they answer the call of the Mu'adhin. Allah has praised them highly in the Quran. And Allah is saying, these are true businessmen. These are true businessmen who understand the duty towards the Creator. And they diligently fulfill the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this one verse, Allah encapsulates the spiritual part of a person's life. That when the Mu'adhin calls out, he gives preference to the call of Adhan. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. He fulfills the obligation of zakah. And Allah goes on to say, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. He understands that one day he is going to stand in front of his Creator. And he understands that I am here for a purpose in life. He understands that together with the other roles of life that I need to juggle through, I also need to prepare for my akhirah. That is an astute businessman. That is a clever businessman who understands his obligation towards his Creator. So leading a life of purpose, leading a meaningful life, leading a conscious life demands that when the call of Adhan is made, we abandon everything and we call and we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is balance in your life. If a person gives himself fully to the dunya at the expense of his akhirah, then he is losing out. And amazing, Allah wants us to excel in our dunya also. Look at the verse relevant to the occasion. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسَعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, when the call and the adhan is given for Jumu'ah Salah, abandon all form of transactions and come to the house of Allah. And what does Allah say? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the Jummah Salah is over, go back to your businesses. Go back to your profession. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah has referred to the rozi as His grace. Look at the reference Allah makes. So Allah wants us to draw the balance between our akhirah and our dunya. That is our first role that we have discussed today. The second role that we need to fulfill is a family role. I am a son to my parents. What does Allah say to me? And I'm drawing my lessons from the Quran. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says, we want you to be kind towards your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. This is one of the glowing chapters of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Non-Muslims are attracted to Islam by reading verses like these, where Allah says, we have said to men, be dutiful towards your parents. Fulfill your role towards your parents. Fulfill your duty towards your parents. If they require financial assistance, let us help them out. It should not even come out from their mouth. We should be there. They gave their life for us. They sacrificed their careers and their jobs for us. Today it's our turn to pay back and to see how we can assist them once they have grown old. Fortunate are those people for whom the doors of dua and for whom the doors of Jannah is open today also. Fortunate are they. And fortunate are those individuals who are able to serve their parents. So I need to understand that I need to fulfill my commitment towards my parents also. I am a son, I am a daughter to my parents. This is called living a meaningful life. And every role is intertwined with the other. Our commitment towards our parents is also ibadah. Because Allah is commanding us to do so. A sahabi comes to the Prophet of Allah and he says, O Nabi of Allah, I want to join the rest of the sahaba in the expedition that is about to take place. He asked him an important question and a point of reflection. He asked, are your parents alive? He said, oh yes, O Nabi of Allah, they are alive. He said, go back and serve them. Allahu Akbar. Look at the balance in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the expedition will be fulfilled by a group of people, but you need to see to your parents at this moment, your parents are more important to you. Allahu Akbar. Another part of our family function is, I am a brother to my siblings. That's another important function I need to fulfill. Especially if our parents are late, then the senior brother or the senior sister in the family needs to fulfill this role. And he needs to fulfill this function in the family to see that the family is united, to see that the family are gathering on regular occasions, to see that the families are bonding, to see that the children are mixing with each other. This is a role of life which is ibadah also. Allahu Akbar. And this is the amazing thing. Ibadah is not only salah, zakah, and hajj, which is undoubtedly very important, but these family roles are equally important. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلْ Allah says, those who unite and those who uphold those relations which Allah wants them to hold. Two steps are very beloved to Allah. A step that is taken for salah and a step that is taken for the sake of unity. Allahu Akbar. Very important. The third role as a family person, I am a father to my children. They say if you want to be in your children's memories tomorrow, you need to spend time with them today. May Allah reward us for seeing to their educational needs, for seeing to the financial aspect. But we also need to spend quality time with our children. مَنَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدَهُ مِن نُحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِن خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ The best gift a father can give to his children is good akhlaq, good character. But that can only come if the father is investing, if the mother is investing in his or her children. What memories do our children leave our homes with? إِنَّ هَذَا لَدَقُّ فَاطِمَةٍ The Prophet of Allah was sitting in the house and he heard a knock. He said, that is my Fatima knocking. This tells you how close the Prophet of Allah was with his children. To actually know who's knocking on the door, Allahu Akbar, that is Fatima knocking. And she has come to our house at an irregular hour. Something has come up. Open the door for her. How close was he to his children? Allahu Akbar. He would regularly kiss the forehead of his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. We know his conduct with his grandson Hassan and Hussein, playing with him whilst he was performing salah. This is the seerah we need to follow. Allahu Akbar. He fulfilled every role to its requirement. And that is why he is the greatest of human beings. The fourth role, I am a husband to my wife. I need to fulfill that role also. If a man succeeds in his company and he climbs the corporate ladder, he becomes the big shot in the company. If he reached the top, listen to this. If he reached the top at the expense of compromising his family, when he gets there on top, he'll get the salute of his boss. He'll get the salute of his colleagues and his co-workers, but his family will resent him. Why? Because they are bitter about it. He did it at the expense of neglecting them. Same situation. The man climbs to the top, but he fulfilled his family role also. When he gets there on top, he is happy. His family is happy, and everybody is happy. If you are excelling in one field at the expense of the other, you are not drawing the balance in your life. So become the best in your profession and in your business, but let it not be at the expense of your family. Spend quality time with them. I want you to ponder on the incident I'm going to share with you. It is the Battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam. It is the decisive battle of Islam. It is the deciding factor. The Prophet of Allah is crying in front of Allah, "Oh Allah, if my Sahaba tomorrow are destroyed and defeated, there'll be no one to worship you on the surface of the earth tomorrow." That's how important this battle was. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan comes out of his house and is ready to join the army. The Prophet of Allah said, "Uthman, your family is not well. She is critical. Go back." Allahu Akbar. Look at the balance in the sunnah. On one side, it's the most decisive battle in Islam and history. Probably after this day, if they lose, there'll be no Islam left. On the other hand, you got a man whose wife is critically ill. What does Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach the ummah? That even on occasions like these, if your wife or your partner is critically ill and you have to decide between the two, you need to know what to do. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Battle of Badr is over. Uthman ibn Affan just finishes the burying procedure of his wife. And a caller calls out, "Allahu Akbar, abshiru, abshiru. Glad tidings be to you, O Muslims. The Muslims have come out victorious in Badr." Allahu Akbar. One side is his wife, one side is the Battle of Badr. Allahu Akbar. Draw the balance. If it is done at the expense of sacrificing your family, we are not drawing the balance in life. Yes, our professions are important, and I'm saying this unequivocally also. Our businesses are important. But once we are well settled in our business, once we have found our feet in our careers, there's no excuse, absolutely no excuse, to compromise on our family life at the expense of excelling in another field. So the message today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is lead a life of balance. By leading a life of balance, you will find inner peace. You'll find inner serenity. Sakina, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. So a man needs to fulfill his commitment towards his creator. He needs to fulfill his commitment towards his family. He needs to fulfill his commitment towards his community. In the last few moments, again, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, "My commitment to my community is also important." The Muslims come to Madinatul Munawwara. There's no sweet water. Sayyidina Uthman purchases the well of Rumah. This is his commitment towards his community. He purchases the well of Rumah. Cape Town is going through difficulty in terms of water. If Allah has blessed us with the finances, and if we can put up borehole projects, Fuztum Rabbil Kaaba. Fuztum Rabbil Kaaba. That's your commitment towards your community. Allahu Akbar. The army is about to leave in Tabuk. The Prophet of Allah makes an announcement. Who is ready to fund the expedition of Tabuk? Again, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan comes forward. That's our commitment towards our community. The masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes small. Again, Uthman ibn Affan presents himself in lieu for reward in Jannah, and he extends the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is his function as far as the community is concerned. Brothers and sisters, I end off here. Let us leave behind a legacy, and that can only happen when we lead a life of balance. Let us fulfill our commitment towards our Creator. Let us fulfill our commitment towards our parents. Let us fulfill our commitment towards our siblings. Let us fulfill our commitments towards our children. Let us fulfill our commitment towards our partners. Let us fulfill our commitment towards our business. Let us fulfill our commitment towards our community. When a person leads a life of balance, fulfilling all these roles which I have spoken about, he is on the path to success. He is on the path to success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.